loud. Playing all that is wacky, warped and weird. Cool and cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we wanna play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kinda sick.
Cheese please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome, fair listener. It's another edition of Cheese Please. Greetings and felicitations. My name is Snarf Dude.
And my name is Daffodil. And
Daffodil, I always wondered what that meant. Felicitations.
It's basically a French word for greetings and happiness and congratulations.
Oh, okay. I just saw it on a Star Trek episode when Kirk was battling the alien. The alien greeted him with greetings and felicitations. And it stuck in my mind.
Cool.
Now I know what it means. Anyway, we're bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird this week on the show. And we're going to actually... I gotta get the sound effects out for this one. Visit 1950s Rock and Roll Monsters. What do you think, Daffodil?
Very well done.
Thank you. Back in the 1950s, the whole thing, you know, UFOs, flying saucers, and monsters. And we have a few records to play. In addition to that, the Celebrity Slip-Up features Gordon Vincent. Do you think you know who he is?
I know who he is, but mostly just Canadians know who he is.
Yes.
So we'll explain a little bit.
Yes, a little later on, but we're starting off. We've played them before. We're playing it again. Terry Snyder may or may not be without his all-stars. And Binga Banga Bongo shortly, but we're starting off with a Colonel Bogey March. Right here on...
It's Cheese Please!
Thank you.
With Terry Snyder and Binga Banga Bongo on the show this week. Before that, we had Terry Snyder with or without his All-Stars, I don't know. And Colonel Bogey March. And you have some facts about that.
I have one really cool fact.
What?
Besides the film that most people associate with the song, The Bridge Over River Kwai, it was also used in The Breakfast Club.
Really?
The Parent Trap.
Cool.
Short Circuit.
Really?
It's Spaceballs.
Yeah?
And it's also the most common tune played by ice cream trucks in the UK.
Why?
I have no idea.
They're trying to get kids to march over to the ice cream truck?
I guess so.
Makes me wonder. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, and now we're going to do some fun things.
We're going to take a look at 1950s rock and roll monster records. Well, I had to do that. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
It sets the mood because there was a lot of echo and cheesiness and all kinds of stuff back then, back in the 1950s. UFOs were a big thing thanks to Roswell, you know, little green men walking around and selling ice cream, for a matter of fact, maybe.
And monster movies so that girls could clutch their boyfriends when they went to the drive-in.
Oh, you remember Tarantula? That was a big one. Tarantula was like big as a town. People were scared. The Thing, there was another one. And it spawned a lot of monster records back then.
Exactly.
We're going to play a few for you. Bo Diddley meets the monster a little later on. Joe South, Purple People Eater, meets the Witch Doctor. But first, we're going to play two big, big monster records from the 1950s. Shortly, The Witch Doctor by David Seville before the Chipmunks. But we're starting off with Shep Woolley, the Purple People Eater, right here on...
It's Cheese Please.
Well, I saw the Thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye. I commenced a shaking and I said, ooh-wee. It looks like a Purple People Eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying Purple People Eater.
One-eyed, one-horned.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying Purple People Eater sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed!
Well, he came down to Earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, though you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying Purple People Eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying Purple People Eater.
One-eyed. One horn flying Purple People Eater sure looks strange to me.
One horn.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
I want to get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll flying Purple People Eater. Pigeon toed undercoat flying Purple People Eater.
He wears short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see. And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground and he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy kitty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a la,
I still rock and roll. Flying purple people eater, pigeon toad, undergrowth. Flying purple people eater,
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater, what a sight to see.
Purple people
really went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Play rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
It's a full fat, you get the full flavor to put cheese.
Cheese.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that... doctor, you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor he gave me this advice. He said that you've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on and ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang,
walla-walla-bang-bang. Peace, please, with Dave Seville and the Witch Doctor. And then all of a sudden, that evil monster turned into chipmunks, strangely enough.
Well,
what?
The chipmunks and the monster are very definitely related.
Exactly. And before that, Shep Woolley, also known as the guy that did the Wilhelm scream, and Purple People Eater. That sets up the whole monster era of the 1950s, Daffodil.
Cheesy monster music.
Are you getting scared, by the way?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Sorry.
I just want to make sure.
But we're going to have two more.
Yes, we're delving deep into the whole monster thing with Bo Diddley and Bo Diddley Meets the Monster. But we're starting off with Joseph putting the Purple People Eater and the Witch Doctor together. Right here on...
It's Definitely Cheese, Please.
While strolling through the woods not so far from town, I got real shook, I heard the strangest sound. I saw the Purple People Eater and the Master Proud. I saw the Witch Doctor sitting by his side. Whoa, the Witch Doctor had a guitar in his hand. They were bopping and a-rocking with a two-piece band. Well, the Purple was a-blowing like a People Eater should. The Witch Doctor picked like a Johnny B. Good. They went up. When the People Eater said, the girls keep a laughing at the horn in my head. Then the Witch Doctor smiled and I heard him say,
yeah, man, you're ugly, but you sure can play.
Well, there in the moonlight, it seemed so strange. While he played a little chorus of A Home on the Range, they were coming in strong like a rock.
rock and roll stars with the craziest beat this side of Mars. They went up. Giving it all. I could tell the way they jumped it, they were having a ball. They had me patting my feet and just a clap in my hands. They stopped just long enough to say,
crazy man.
Yeah, twilight time, or when the sun goes down. Way back up in the woods along the edge of town. Yeah, the people all gather from a miles around to hear a Doc and Old Purple with that crazy sound. They went up. One more time.
Okay.
Some cheese, please, my good man.
Certainly, sir.
Now, there is a man-sized bite.
Cheese, please.
I was sitting in my front room, I heard a loud crash. To see what was that. Out in the top of my old apple tree, that was a one of purple people little looking at me.
Monster.
Who may or may not have been the Purple People Eater.
I kind of wonder. And before that, Joe South, who would make himself famous with a hit record called Games People Play a few years later, had a bit of cheese in his closet with
purple people eater meets the witch doctor. Did I say that dramatic enough?
Yes, that was very dramatic.
Thank you. Ending off our 1950s rock and roll monster salute. It doesn't have to be Halloween to play Monster Records, right?
No, Monster Records are good all the time.
My name is Starfter.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please.
And it's time for this.
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
Not a well-known name or face south of the border, south of the Canadian border, that is. But in Canada, man, he's a legacy. He's an iconic actor.
He is. And a few things he might have been in stateside you might have seen. He was in an episode of Hogan's Heroes as Captain Steiner.
Really?
He was in an episode of Cannon as Philip Trask.
Oh, okay.
He was in an episode of Friday the 13th, the TV series, in 1989 as Desmond Williams.
Okay. I know we're dragging it a little bit. We're desperate, but come on. He's got to be in something really famous.
The Pillars of the Earth.
The Pillars of the Earth?
Yeah, that was a miniseries based on a very, very popular book.
Okay. I've never seen it, but I'll take your word for it.
You'll have to take my word for it because it's all I got.
Gordon Finson, man, he's iconic in Canada. If you've seen him stateside, all the better. But either way, he cuts a really mean, cheesy record called Cod Liver Oil. I can say it. On
Cheese Please.
I'm a young married man, but I'm tired of life. 10 years I've been wed to a pale, sickly wife. She has nothing to do, only sit down and cry, praying, oh, praying to God she would die. A friend of my own came to see me one day. He told me my wife, she was pining away. He afterwards told me that she would get strong if I'd get a bottle from dear Dr. John. Oh, doctor, oh, doctor, oh, dear Dr. John, your cod liver oil is so pure and so strong. I'm afraid of me life, I'll go down in the soil if me wife don't stop drinking your cod liver oil. Bought her a bottle just for to try, and the way that she drank it, I thought she would die. I bought her another, it vanished the same, and then she took cod liver oil on the brain. I bought her one more, and she drank it, no doubt, because she began to get terrible stout. And when she got stout, then of course she got strong. And then I got jealous of dear Dr. John. Oh, doctor, oh, doctor, oh, dear Dr. John, your cod liver oil is so pure and so strong. I'm afraid of me life, I'll go down in the soil if the missus keeps drinking your cod liver oil. Our house, it resembled a big doctor's shop. It was covered with bottles from bottom to top. And early in the morning when the kettle do boil, you'd swear it was singing of cod liver oil.
Cheese Please, well-known Canadian actor Gordon Finson sounding a bit of like a pirate there. And cod liver oil.
Most Newfoundlanders do kind of sound like...
That's right. He's from Newfoundland. I forgot about that.
And I don't know that he's from Newfoundland.
Oh, okay.
That song is definitely... Yeah, he's from Grand Falls, Newfoundland.
There we go. So that explains a lot. He's a tribute to his home province. I think it's fair to say.
I would say yes.
My name is Starfter.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have slowly wend our way to the end of yet another mind-numbing episode of Cheese, Please.
Slowly? Never slow around here.
Okay, fine. It was your tornado on the radio once again.
Yeah, I'm going to open up the glove. Or no. We're not in the van yet. I
know. We've been cleaning out the van, so he's had van on the brain all week.
I've been anxious to get on the road again, so let's fire up the bunker here. And the pneumatic tube here in the bunker. And we have the Universal Robot Band ending off the show this week.
That's interesting.
1977, there's a disco feel to this one. That's why we're playing it. One of the reasons, and, well, the bunker, the tube told me to play it. Yeah.
Well, the tube gets to choose, but wants to choose.
Yes. We're ending it off with Dance and Shake Your Tambourine. Simple, to the point. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back next week for more shenanigans.
Sample of the wacky, the warped, and the weird was produced by Snarfdude and Daffodil and was originally created by Snarfdude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.chezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
Hi, this is Towers, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC. Diverse, independent, yours.
Anya dreams of becoming the world's greatest chef. Max and Maria dream of skating for gold. Alex dreams of a life free of needles and pain beyond the walls of a hospital room. Right now in Canada, more than 10,000 children are being treated for cancer, and one in five will not survive. When you support Childhood Cancer Canada, you help fund critical research and provide financial assistance to families in their fight. Give life to dreams beyond kids' cancer at livefordreams.ca.
You're listening to CJS.